It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Our first opportunity lately to talk to Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes. And Shane, I imagine that you've got some of the end of the year data ready to share with us.
I do. I thought I'd give a quick 30-second overview of the entire year, just to kind of put these into perspective in case people haven't been following us all year. So the quick summary of 2022 is we brought in the year with really low interest rates, around 3.5%, but inflation was getting super high. So the Federal Reserve announced actually last winter that they were going to start raising interest rates raising the federal funds rate, which all in turn raises interest rates, to try to combat inflation. The idea was that Americans need to spend less money on mortgages, cars, any type of borrowing, especially credit cards, which, by the way, are at an all-time high right now for the balance of Americans. But they started to raise those rates, and as they did, sales started to go down. The prices kept going up because there was such high buyer demand, and the prices, home sale prices peaked last summer, and rates went all the way from 3.5% in January to peak out in October at 7.37%. And since they did, our median sale price has been steadily going down, slowly but steadily going down. So that's kind of the environment that we've been living in for the last 6 to 12 months. So, now, and go ahead.
Well, I'm curious about how December ended up, because that's always the real slow month, right?
Yeah, it's always slow, but this one was particularly slow. So there were 86 sales in Douglas County in December, and that is the lowest since 2015. So we've never had that's any month, including all Decembers and Novembers. So it was slow. Now, 86 closed sales in Decembers, that means that the October and November before were slow, because those are when these closings in Decembers went under contract. So we always got to remember that closings are a lagging indicator. They give you a snapshot of your market more 45 days before. So since December was also slow in pending sales, there were 89 pending sales in December. And for reference, in January, I believe we already have like 53 pending so far just in the first 12 days of January. So which is a leading indicator. This is going to tell us what our market's going to be like in February and March. But January is going to be another slow month. In fact, it might be even slower as far as closings go than December, because there were not very many pendings in December. In fact, there's only been 20 closed sales in Douglas County so far this year. Now, that's only 12 days of data. So it's not like we have another 17 days of the year to go, but it's not looking like it's even going to hit the 86 that we had last month. So definitely feeling the effects of a slow winter still in January.
Now, less folks, obviously, during the holidays, buying mm-hmm. or selling, et cetera. But now that we've gotten past that, is the inventory or the number of homes on the market starting to rise?
Not yet, because the listings are way down. And the only reason our inventory rose, we have 4 months of inventory, meaning that calculates the pending ratio versus the number of active listings. So if no houses came on the market, inventory is how many months would it take to get to zero. And right now that's at 4, which is it's the most it's been in 3 years. But the reason that our inventory is growing, it's growing slow because not very many people are listing, but our buyer pool has shrunk by 50%. So only half the buyers that we had last year are coming on now. Even though there's less listings, there's way less buyers, and that's why the inventory is going up. But we're at like 345. We've kind of been in the mid-300s for houses for sale in Douglas County for about 4 months. So it's been actually kind of steady. It's just our pending ratio is getting slower. That makes our months of inventory go up.
So did we just go through a period of time where a lot of folks were buying and selling, and now more people are kind of set in their current situation?
Yeah, well, I think the interest rate scare, you know, and this is the good news on the horizon, is inflation numbers were just announced for December yesterday morning at 5:30 a.m., and they went down again. So that's a sixth straight month. So inflation peaked out at 9.1% last summer, and it is now in December it was 6.5%. In November was 7.1%. So it's on a good trajectory, and because of that, interest rates are at a 4-month low. They went down for your average conventional. They're at 6.07%, and VA and FHA are actually below 6% right now, sitting at 5.65%. So that's the good news, and that is why we've had 53 pendings already this month, is because buyers are able to. The difference in payment on average with the average house price of $325 is about $250 a month, from 7.37 to 6.07. So that's a significant increase in buying power just from October to now, just due to the rates going back down.
So does that mean it's a point where some folks who ended up going under contract at the peak of the interest rates may end up refinancing now?
Probably not yet. You generally want to... Usually, yeah, 1 to 1.5% is when you might make sense to refi. But because we believe they're on a downward trajectory, probably a lot of people that bought at 7.5, or because you got to remember 7.37. When I say that number, that's the average interest rate. So some of them were higher than that, some of them were lower. And same thing right now at 6.07. You know, we just had a guy get quoted at 5.7 yesterday on a conventional loan. So, It's really difficult to say if you should refi right now if you bought at the peak. You would save money, but you might save more if you wait a little bit. The Federal Reserve meets again February 1st. They're expected to raise rates by only 0.25%, which that doesn't sound great, but they raised it 0.75%, 4 times in a row, raised it 0.5% in December. So the 0.25% is quite a relief, and from there they may stop raising, and that's what they're discussing right now. Do we pause? They're not going to lower them, but if they're talking on just pausing and no more raises for the rest of the year would be nice.
Wow. Well, certainly a fascinating time to be in the industry. What should people be doing if they've been kind of watching all this and wondering when they jump into the market?
Yeah, I mean, to me, this is kind of there's a small window where prices have gone down. They peaked out at $355,000 last summer and are now about $325,000. If you look at the average sale price of what's pending, I think we're going to be under $300,000 for the first time in a long time when January numbers come out. I know it's still really early to tell, and I don't know, we have all these 150 pending properties, and I have to guess which ones are going to close in January and which ones are going to close in February. But based on my guess, it's a pretty good time to buy because we're almost down to where we were a year ago. So the prices are down, rates are starting to go down. And again, always got to be able to afford the payment. That's number one. But once these rates do start going down, even if that's a year from now, there's so much pent up buyer demand that prices are going to go, I think, even just as crazy as they went in 2020 after the COVID lockdowns ended. Well, wow. I think it's a good window to buy, but again, you got to be able to afford that payment comfortably. But you're going to end up with more equity if you buy now than, say, a year from now.
All right, real quick, Shane, give folks contact information so they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. For those of you with the computer, just Google Oregon Life Homes. If you got a telephone, give us a call at 541-391-4945.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.